Hello, audience. My name is Isaac Gutierrez, and we at Bardic Logs welcome you to
Kraken Sorrow.
In this episode, we have Darren Park weaving the wonderful story as the everly epic DM. For the party of three, starting with me, Isaac Gutierrez playing Bodor Ironlungs, an ex-fighter turned bard, Scottish Dragonborn, is here to yell at you very loudly. And following him into battle, Lysrel's Gavin, an ex-sorcerer turned fighter, a thrill-seeking tiefling who really can't wait to get his hands on some treasure. And finally, Sabrina Yarborough, a water genasi cleric of life, played by Kobe, not the beef, who plays a wonderfully kind and just generous cleric, the exact opposite of the rest of the party. And I welcome you to episode 2, The Long Trek. Previously on Bardic Logs.
You will be traveling to a little tiny, tiny volcanic island. For a start, you will all be introducing your characters on the Storm Chaser. So I see Sabrina sort of being on the upper deck of the ship. Maybe not speaking specifically with the captain, but
definitely walking around with like a safety advisor notepad going, these railings are out of touch. This, you're going to give one of your crew member rust.
Lysros Gavin. He is a tiefling sorcerer fighter on the ship because he is looking for the thrill of adventure at the moment.
The captain sort of blushing, looking down, like, you're not supposed to know me. You're not supposed to know me. They're going to ruin this for everybody.
Hold it. You told me you fucked an octopus. At this point, this is probably more than Bodor signed up for, and therefore he returns back downstairs. So, Bodor is like a 6'4". Copper dragonborn wearing full plate armor except for the helmet. The helmet stays hung and damaged around the side of his belt.
The shape or cancer to just make like liberated, she'll just like have them like dance. That's her way of saying, yeah, I'm strong.
Yo, bro, check this shit out. What are these stars, man? Food can come with us! Adventure will not wait.
He has like this weird short circuit moment where he's like, I got the food, adventure, food.
Like waving a turkey leg in front of his face, like, Bodor's like, come on, come on, let's go, boy.
Yes, sir.
James is standing there. Do not worry too much about this. It's been happening recently. It's part of why we brought you in.
With a lot of metal clanging, Bodor's on the floor.
In any case, my dear friends, come, follow me. We shall dine, we shall feast. And after that, maybe we'll sacrifice you to the gods, depending on how the day goes.
I'm gonna have to kill a lot of people here, but let's enjoy the night we have. Also, I feel embarrassed as fuck to ask this, but Darren, I need a clarification on the map real quick.
Okay, so you just came out of the Blackmoor Storehouse, which is the Wayfair Lodge.
I have a question regarding the volcano.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I feel like this should be obvious, but I feel like it's the one with the road going. But you also have another mountain with a giant opening in that little island area. Which one is the main volcano? Are there two volcanoes? Or am I just over, like, looking too far into that one on the bottom left?
You are not. There is technically two volcanoes, but this one has not just been dormant. It's actually been inactive entirely, the one on the bottom left. So they don't even speak about it anymore. You'll see that there's a little wall built that seems like it's moored off from the rest of the island.
Okay, thank you. I was definitely looking at, like, because if I'm wrong that that's a volcano, then I could definitely be wrong that the other one's a volcano.
And both of them are a volcano, so you're right about that.
Awesome.
Okay, so you are heading towards this wall of a voice that's jutting flames out of the forest. And as you get closer, you notice a fire genasi just randomly setting off jets of flame, trying to get everybody and everybody's attention. The Kraken spawn are upon us. They are gonna kill us.
My nudge, Sabrina. Seems like you're three.
I put my hand in front of my mouth, I don't even lower my voice though. And I'm just like, I don't like the fire guys. They're not very nice.
Oh shit! As if, like, a hype man, Bodor is just gonna get a little too loud and go, holy shit!
Adana's just sort of like, what the fuck did you say, bitch? The fire people are not nice. The fire people. And he suddenly completely lost his drawl. He's just shouting. He's just shouting. He's sort of starting to sound like an hysteric woman. The fire people, how dare you? How dare I want to speak to your mother?
I'm gonna use my one create or destroy water for a long rest. I'm gonna create 10 gallons of water over this dude's head and just drop it on him.
That's right. Cool down, bitch.
Aedon, having this 10 gallons of water dropped on his head, instantly gets cooled down. Did you just drop water on me, bro? Did you just drop water on me?
You're being really loud, and you're being mean, and I wasn't having it. So you just need to chill out, alright? Just let the flame burn a little bit, and then you can come back and try to be nicer.
Don't burn yourself right, Icarus.
You see the steam starts coming off of his body as he gets enraged, getting hotter and hotter.
Do it again.
The entire fucking point is because we're gonna die. The Kraken spawn are coming.
I hear Boudoir say, do it again, and I'm like, I can't do it again.
She says, like, are the Kraken spawn as pretty as Nancy?
I mean, I know Captain Black has got some strange fetishes, but not even he would be dumb enough to fuck Kraken.
Are you sure? Because he has, like, a kid that looks weird, and I really don't want to, I didn't want to say anything, but it's technically, like, you know, it's an animal. Is that not weird?
You, Aedon looks closer at you. Are you talking about Alice? Why are you bad-mouthing Alice? She's nothing but a sweet little girl.
No, I'm sure she's fucking great.
How dare you? Alice is precious to this entire village. She is unique and one of a kind, and definitely not something that we laugh about every time we get drunk.
Okay, so you do.
As this is happening, he starts giving you his sighting, basically. He last saw, well, what he believes he saw was a Kraken spawn about 2-3 days worth of travel from the port town. As if you look at the map, it would basically be that little, I guess you call it a lake now since it's been walled off, Red Dam. But that's where he believes he last saw Kraken spawn. And he's adamant about this. You cannot convince him otherwise. It was definitely a Kraken spawn. It definitely was not some teenager or another screwing around with him. And as he finishes telling you the story about where he last saw it, he's like, it was definitely a Kraken spawn. Definitely. Although it did have a very strange coloring, being reddish, but it was still definitely Kraken.
Is James with us?
James, you have left with Lily inside of the Wayfair Lodge.
I was gonna say, I think we left them just to go do their own thing.
I interrupt the guy, and I'm just like, can you just point where which direction it is?
He just sort of turns around and he points. If you go straight forward in the way that I'm pointing, you'll find a gate. After the gate, you will walk about another day's worth, and you'll get to another small town, but it's basically just the guards and the slaves for the king. And after that, it's about half a day's worth around the little mountain range to the lake. If you get to the volcano, you're too far.
Basically, the second he put his finger up and pointed in a direction, Sabrina just started walking. She wasn't even listening. She just thinks the Kraken sounds cool, and she's gonna start walking.
Bordor's gonna pick this guy up and be like, all right, look. And then maybe not like a full pickup, like a how do I put this? It's something I do to fuck with people as someone who's bigger. It's like I put my arm around them. And then I basically, because, you know, when you put your arm around, it's such a friendly gesture that most people, unless you've actively pissed them off, aren't going to really push you off. But then, because you got your arm wrapped around, you can kind of just move them. So Bedore's going to kind of do that. Like, start kind of pushing him forward with Sabrina. So, why don't you show us exactly where this Kraken is? And then, if it's not real, then you can fucking move on with your day.
You see he gets a sort of half panic looked into his eye. That would be okay, I guess.
Good. Then let's get on our jolly way.
Yeah, as you're saying this, he points to the back. I do sort of need to get something from the town.
I'm just imagining the boars just completely ignoring this. Come on, let's go. We're moving. We're happy.
Oh, yeah. Like, hold on.
He's like 100 feet ahead, like waving at y'all. Like, come on, guys. I mean, like, hurry up.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot of, like, stopping as Bodor, like, pushes. At one point, Bodor just grabs the bagpipes and he doesn't really play a song as much as he just starts lightly playing a note every now and then, essentially trying to intimidate this man. Come on, let's go. Might to the Irish, basically.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love it. So as you're traveling down. It's getting late into the night. Are you going to stop to make a camp, or are you going to camp at the wall when you get there? Are you taking a little adventurous push following Sabrina, who doesn't seem to want to stop?
I'm not sure. I mean, Sabrina, no problem just walking, just to keep going. So, but if y'all need to stop, she will definitely stop. She's not gonna leave y'all behind.
Yeah, no, I mean, Bador is just gonna try his best to keep up with you. That's pretty much it.
Okay, that's absolutely fantastic. I love that you're completely skipping over the night fucking encounter. Fantastic.
Well, it's like we got one thing to deal with. I got this little fucker who's being a spaz in my arms. We gotta do one thing at a time. When we get on our way back to the village, we'll go hit him up. It's like a video game. We look at him and say, "I'm gonna put a pin in your side quest. Wait right there."
Okay, let's just give Isaac a second.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Oh, fuck me. In any case, you're traveling down. You're gonna get to the bridge just as the sun starts getting up again. You are going to be getting closer to the town that he told you of. You will feel tremors start going through the island again, knocking all of you off of your feet. As this happens, Aiden just sort of turns around, but and you see he seems exhausted. He's like, I needed food. I don't have any.
He starts crying. What happens is that during the tremor, Bodor like pulls him down with him, and as he's like crying, Bodor just like, oh my god, this is gonna be weird. Bodor just slowly pulls out another turkey leg and then shoves it in the man's mouth.
He's just like, so that just happened.
Then he's gonna open the sack and like have some cheese.
Aiden just looks like, oh well. He takes some cheese, starts some cheese, just walking behind you pretty slowly since he's still just tired.
I'm so tempted to give this man a piggyback ride so he hurries the fuck up.
With this, Aiden casts Conjure Flame in front of Sabrina, causing her to step on it to douse it. Just as a prank, she suddenly sees steam start rising up from underneath her feet. So what would Sabrina's reaction be?
Sabrina turns around, and I'm assuming she sees him like smirking or something.
No, he immediately just hides behind the door.
He is such a little bitch. I love him.
So I can use Create or Destroy Water again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not gonna do anything. She's gonna think in her head like, you know, I probably deserve that because I kind of splashed the guy earlier. And then she'll wipe her feet off. I'm sure there's like some ash or something on the bottom of her foot.
Yeah.
And then she'll keep walking.
I respect that, like a touche kind of moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Excuse the dice rolling in the background. Just ignore it. It's not important.
Oh, for sure.
Awesome. Bodor officially picks the man up and says, Let's get to the fucking quest point so we can go back to the knights.
So with that, you would all take a point of exhaustion. It's going into the second day.
Wait, oh, Jesus Christ, how far?
It was 2.5 days. You're basically entering that little town now.
We can just get a rest in a little bit here. We'll be fine.
Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Even though I knew we were skipping the night, for some reason my brain also said there was a fucking night with a K there. I was like, yes, we're gonna go talk to the knight in the night. Oh my god.
Would it take to get rid of the exhaustion?
I'm not sure, actually. Isaac, senior DM moment, short rest.
A short rest would not. You need a long rest in order to take care of 1 point of exhaustion for each long rest.
Okay.
But all it does is give us disadvantage for ability checks, I believe, in the beginning, which...
One's just ability checks.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad.
God.
We have one more day of travel, and then at night, and then there, right? So, like, we can just take a long rest on this when it becomes nighttime again?
Yeah, you're basically, you've got... This is now, you're entering the town, this is your second day, so you've got another about half a day of travel left.
So I say let's take a rest now, because we definitely made a lot of progress, and I've tortured this man into basically being dependent on me for food. So
yeah.
Now that we built this bond, let's take a rest.
Yeah, I agree.
Fantastic, I just love it.
I've been so mean to this man. When we're like, he's like, I want to rest. I'm like, what, you want me to put a pin in your fucking side quest? I need to be nicer to this man.
I'm just trying to catch my breath. Okay. So, you're going to be making a little campfire, I'm assuming, off of the side of the trail, since we're making it in the middle of the road. Probably not the smartest idea, but then again, Aiden is basically a living light source.
I pick him up like a torch. Wave him about!
I attempted to put the campfire in the middle of the road, but no, we can go to the side.
Let's do it, yeah. Joking aside, let's definitely be safe.
I can just imagine, as soon as you say this, you're just thinking about what would have been a lot safer if Captain Black wore a condom.
I like to imagine it enters his mind and Bodor just very quietly whimpers.
Oh, I love it. I really, really do love it. Okay, so what is your passive perception?
18.
Jesus.
9.
Let me double check. I think it's 14. 13.
Can you give me 1 second?
Oh, wait, no, this isn't my character sheet.
That's the best part. That's how you know you're either a DM or a very busy player if you've got multiple character sheets open.
Oh, Christ.
So that's going to be 17. So, Foul. See, I'm still on Foul. Oh, fuck. I was busy planning for our other session today as well, so my mind's pretty mush at this time. Sabrina, you would wake up in the middle of the night after you heard a branch snap near the trees where you are making your campfire in.
Looking at everybody, knowing, like, everybody's probably pretty tired, unless, like, it seems like it's something, like, bad, I'm not gonna wake anybody up, so I'll just, like, kinda, like, look in that direction. I'm not gonna approach it, but I'm just gonna wait and see, like, I'll say, is anyone there? And then that's all I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna see what happens.
Just a very loud bagpipe. Doot!
As soon as the bagpipe would have sounded, so Oreo comes running from the tree line, just screaming, kill it with fire! And we would cast Magic Missile to hit Sabrina, and Sabrina being the only one that's woken up and standing, the only one he would have been able to see, so only Sabrina. And...
Wait, is this our little fire genasi fucker?
It's not.
That's Aiden, right?
Yeah, that's Aiden. This is Oreo.
Fuck, remind me who this is.
It's too dark. It's not that dark. It's early hours of the morning. The sun would have almost started coming up. So Oreo is, he's basically a gnome, but he would be a deep gnome, basically. So he seems very pale, dark-haired, and for some reason, he is attacking you.
Okay.
Yay, another friend.
Okay, that's going to be 1d4 plus 1 damage. Such great damage. That's going to be 2 points of force damage. Oh, I need to get new dice if this is going to keep happening.
You're just not allowed to hurt us.
I hope that changes soon, otherwise the boss fight's going to be pretty sad. In any case, you, Sabrina, take 2 points of force damage. I'm assuming that as you're taking it, you would have grunted or screamed from being surprised attacked. And
yeah,
everyone would wake up.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not 100% convinced this guy is like an enemy. I think he's just like scared, so I'm not gonna like attack him, but I would have, I'm
Or stupid.
I'm gonna be like yelling at him, like, "What'd you do that for me?" And I'll I'm assuming that yelling that will wake everybody up. Is he just like charging, or what is he doing?
Yeah, he's sort of slurging at you. Just kill that guild with fire. It's making the bad things happen. Kill the sound.
I like the attitude of higher level adventurers. Because, like, lower level, you take damage, you freak the fuck out because you have, like, no health. Higher level, you take some damage, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's a hard day.
So a massive hurr as he was cuddling his bagpipes, scared awake. Bador lunges up, and the bagpipe just is, like, tossed to the side as he comes running out with his halberd in hand. His halberd.
What's up? As the bagpipes hit the ground and make that horrendous sound where it sounds like they're blowing down again, he just...
The sound! Kill it! Kill it! Kill it with fire!
Are you upset for my bagpipes, you fucking cunt?
Aiden, having also woken up, would just be, what the fuck?
Fireball!
And he would shoot a fireball, instantly obliterating the sky.
Wait! Like, if I could, I do like a sleight of hand to smack his hand, like kind of like what you do, like you lift someone's hand up with a gun, so it just fires into the sky.
Okay, so let's do this. We do sleight of hand. He's going to do a dex save with disadvantage, since he wouldn't have expected you to do that.
Awesome. Because, Jesus Christ.
Aiden wins this?
If Aiden wins this, then bye-bye to you.
That master's gone.
So, before you tell me what you rolled on your sleight of hand, I'm going to tell you what I rolled without modifiers. I rolled a 20 and an 18.
Yeah, I mean, look. I tried my best. That man should have been pissed off with my bagpipes.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I love it. In any case, so... The guy was charging at Sabrina, and suddenly there's only a cloud of ash flying towards Sabrina.
God damn it, he was not attacking us. He was just, it was the bagpipes. Not everyone's used to the melodic tones of the wonderful, sexy bagpipe.
Aiden just sort of groggily looks around like, Mommy? Lies back down, goes to sleep.
I'm gonna fucking behead this man one day.
Gradually getting up, it's like, ah, what wonderful sleep.
Yeah.
Me and this guy are getting hit with a fireball, or just him?
Just him.
Still far enough away that it would have been just him, yeah.
Okay.
Christ. That entire fucking... is it just, like, complete ash? Is there no, like, dagger or, like, letter? Like, oh, is there a wallet with, like, kids and a wife?
The only thing that you would have been able to pick up would have been a piece of his cloak. The cloak just says, please return to James when found.
I'm gonna pick it up and... I don't know. The impulsive Isaac / Bador was gonna shove it down Aiden's throat. Because that's like an unnecessary kill. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna grab him and I'm gonna slam the fucking cloak down his throat.
I'd also like to... Can I just ask...
Yeah.
How strong, I guess I could say, does Aiden look? Is he like a healthy dude? Is he like a sorcerer? Like, what is...
Aiden looks like a healthy human, just a fire genasi. He doesn't look overweight, he just seems like the average guy you would see on the street.
As far as I'm aware, he just burnt his fireball.
I'm trying to get like a decent idea of...
his power level?
A decent idea of how much health this dude has.
I do not see a way, honestly, that you can basically detect how healthy or how much damage it can take without actually just going ahead and trying to kill it.
Okay. Alright, well, Boudoir is stuffing the cloak down his throat.
That's what I wanted to check, the AC of cloth, paper, or rope. That's 11.
Boudoir is basically just gonna, like, shove it into his mouth. And, like, slide as far down as his throat in one go as he's going to, like, fingers out and everything, like, just... And then he's gonna get up and look back as he's, like, leaving his tent and says, "Don't fucking kill anyone until we say, you're with us, you little jackass. And we're the adventurers, we're heroes. We don't kill unless we have to. Or next time I'll be killing you." And I just walk out the tent.
Aiden looks up very confusedly. "Who did I kill? I had such pleasant dreams."
You kill in your sleep then. In that case, next time you go to sleep, you may not wake up. And I just walk out.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.